Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. I am Fred Davis. That is the phenom, the superstar of all young superstars, Mr. Blake Elliott, a.k.a. Dave. And then, of course, we got our boy Ross Lubinsky behind the glass on the 1-2s and 3s. Shout out to everybody on the Twitch and the YouTube. We haven't given you guys enough love tonight.
Dallas Fan Cam, get on there. Clip stuff.
Shout out to you guys. You know, shame on me. Shame on Blake for not loving all the folks up that are on the YouTube and the Twitch. You sent me a Twitch clip earlier. I went to look at it, and I don't have a Twitch account, which I think I do, but I don't know what my login is, so I'll have to get around to it later.
Okay.
So, for whatever that's worth. But, you know, give us, you know, shout us out. Give us a comment real quick before we dive into this segment. I told you guys I would shout you out if you tweeted at us, and a few of you did. From I'm Fat at Bucks Fan in Texas. Now, I tweeted out a picture of the show rundown that I wrote down. And we all know that my handwriting is, you know, it is what it
is. Suspect.
Okay. It's
sketchy.
Well, it's, you know, for those of us that actually, you know, had to write growing up.
I had to write growing
up. And actually know how to use cursive.
I had to use cursive.
You don't know how to use cursive.
Yes, I do. You want me to write my name in cursive?
Yeah,
right
I do.
Now?
I want to see it. I want to see it. From I'm Fat, he says, looks like the concepts of a plan, how you always turn that scratch into radio gold is the real secret. So that got a retweet. Our boy GB's 9, I can make out most of it, but on the 1/3 of the way awards, how do you get the out of 8U? That's just the way I write. And then, of course, let's see. From Miguel Ruiz, damn, I can't read bleep, but maybe Cowboys. I mean, that looks fraudulent to me, but anyway.
You said I can write in cursive.
I'm not calling that cursive. I'm not calling that cursive.
So now cursive subjective?
It is. It absolutely is.
You write sideways, Fred. You write in italics.
I do. Don't sleep on it. Slanted. Okay, here we go. It's 33-26. That's where we're at on the picks through 5 weeks. I was up 33-26. All right. And Blake complained that I went too fast last time. Pause. So we're gonna go game by game here. So that we can appease young Mr. Blake Elliott here. Because sometimes maybe I do read kind of fast. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's how my brain works. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Now, you and I were both horribly wrong about the Thursday night game.
Yeah, we were.
Okay?
And I debated picking the Giants because I hate the Eagles so much.
You literally said in Eagles as soon as I said it. Yeah, after the fact. Anyway, so we both missed that. And it was like a 7.5-point spread or something crazy like that. Either way, we were both dreadfully wrong.
Yep.
Is how that worked out. So, here we go. Let's get this thing rocking and rolling here. Denver versus the Jets. That game was over in London. Denver minus 7.5.
Denver only won by 2. They won 13-11. What was our picks?
Well, Blake went with Denver. Mm. Fred went with the Jets.
You went with the Jets covering?
Jets.
Wow.
Jets.
Can't believe you got that one right.
Score one for your boy. All right. Rams at Baltimore. Okay. Rams minus 7.5.
Rams won 17-3, and I'm pretty sure I picked the Rams in this one.
Fred and Blake both went with the Rams. Okay. So there you have
2-1.
It.
2-1.
We both went with Dallas. Let's just skip over that one. Arizona at Indianapolis. Indianapolis minus 7.5.
Ooh, the Colts only win 31-27. So yeah, if you picked the Colts,
we both got that one wrong.
I don't really feel bad about that one. That's a weird cover. Like, the Colts are so much better than the Cardinals. In that game with a backup quarterback, they end up making it close.
Seriously. Seattle at Jacksonville. Jacksonville minus 1.
I pick Seattle. Seattle wins 20-12.
There you go.
8 points.
I was really hoping that they would score, but they didn't.
You had Jacksonville?
Right. I had Jayville. You already know how I get down. All right, so we're knotted up at 2.
Okay.
The Chargers. Go, Chargers, go. They won the game, but did they cover the spread? Minus 4.5.
29-27, Dolphins get the 2-point win, so they do not cover the spreads. If you pick the Dolphins, you're feeling icy.
And both Blake and Fred picked the Dolphins. Nice. Therefore, we're both knotted up at 3. Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh minus 5.5.
Pittsburgh wins 23-9, so you're going to want to pick the Browns to get this W.
Actually, no, you're going to want to pick the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers, excuse me.
And one of us did. It wasn't Dave. Fred with...
What's the score?
I'm up 4-3.
Okay.
I'm up 4-3. Okay. New England minus 3.5 at New Orleans.
New Orleans does not cover the spread. New England wins 25-19.
Okay. Fred and Blake both picked New England. Fred's up 5-4.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, we're about to knot things up again. Tennessee at Las Vegas. Vegas minus 4.
Vegas does cover the spread. They win 20-10.
Okay. Blake knots things up at 5.
Come on.
5-5.
You believed in the Cam Ward Titans?
I did. And they got fired afterwards.
Will you be picking them again this season?
We'll see.
They play the Cowboys.
They do play the Cowboys, yes. Cincinnati at Green Bay. Green Bay minus 14.
Green Bay wins 27-18, so they do not cover the spread.
Mr. Blake Elliott picked the Green Bay Packers. Fred Davis picked the Cincinnati Bengals. So Fred takes a 1-point lead, 6-5. But overall, so far, we're having a good week.
We're having a lot of picks, right?
Okay. San Francisco at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay minus 3.
Tampa covers easy. 30-19, they get the
dub. Okay, so Fred and Blake both get that one correct. One of my favorite picks right here. If I do say so myself, Detroit.
Yeah, I got that one wrong.
At Kansas City. Kansas City minus 2.5. What was that score again? 30-17?
Yeah, something like that.
Fred, as you all well know, picked the Kansas City Chiefs.
What's the score?
To win that game. Fred's now up 8-6.
Oh, you took a 2-point lead right there.
Don't worry. There's more.
Okay.
Buffalo, minus 4.5 at the Atlanta Falcons.
The Falcons win 24-14.
Blake chose the Buffalo Bills. Fred, meanwhile, took the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, you did. Nice.
Fred now jumps out to a 9-6 lead.
Yep.
Commanding 9-6 lead. And then last but certainly not least, the Chicago Bears at the Washington Commanders. Commanders minus 4.5.
I think we both had the Bears covering. Bears win 25-24.
And we both get that right. So, final tally, Fred 10, Blake 7.
Pretty good week from us. 10 from you is pretty good.
I'll take 10 all day. So, it was 33-26 after last week. It's now 33-27. That's what, 33? So there you go. All right. So Fred extends his lead 43-33.
10-point
after
lead.
After 6 weeks.
It's starting to get a little bit of a lead.
Maybe we should put real money on this.
You got one. How many games did you get wrong? Like 3?
I don't know. I mean, I got 10 right.
You got the Titans wrong.
I got the Titans wrong. I got
the Cowboys wrong.
The Cowboys.
The Cardinals wrong.
Jacksonville. And
Cardinals.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
So,
Pretty good week from you, man.
Not bad.
Stellar. I mean, I'm trying to think. Your best pick, probably I mean, maybe the Bengals covering.
I was going to say Cincinnati covering, although the Jets covering was
Jets covering too.
I did feel pretty nicey about that one as well. So, yeah.
Did I have any that you didn't get?
Yeah, you did. You got Vegas. Okay. You got that one right, and I feel like there was one more that you got.
Seahawks.
And the Seahawks, yeah. You got Seattle and Vegas right. So there you go. All right, so 43-33 through 6 weeks.
Yeah. Are you feeling pretty nicey going in through the one-third through the season that your picks are feeling pretty good? We'll put something on it.
You know, a couple years ago, back when I was in Houston, we used to do picks across the entire station. And like through 7 weeks, I was murdering everybody. And then I just fell off a cliff. I don't know what it was. I was in first place by a country mile, and then I just crapped the bed, and like the Cowboys defense.
Whatever fantasy team you pay the most attention to, what is your record in that one?
I'm 3-3 in both leagues.
In all of your leagues?
I'm only in two, but yeah, I'm 3-3 in both leagues.
In our league, I'm catching up. I'm right behind you.
Yeah, no, I'm about ready to make some wild moves.
Yeah.
I was looking at my fantasy team this morning, and
as one does.
I'm at the point where I'm ready to do some drastic measures.
Okay.
Because I'm kind of sick of it.
I'm getting a little scared because my team is very Ibuka dependent, and he just got hurt. But I did just get Rashi Rice back in my money league.
Yeah, no, I mean, having Rasheed back is a winning proposition. I just Brock Bowers being a bum is killing me
because I can't drop him. That doesn't feel right.
Well, no, you're not going to drop him. But I mean, I'm at the point now. Where it's kind of like I might just trade him.
But what's the value? No one's giving you Jonathan Taylor.
You don't know that.
I do.
You don't know.
What do you think? What do you think you can get? What type of player?
What you hope to? I don't know yet. I would have to look and see what the rest of the. Here's what you do. You package him with somebody else, and you're using
him. Trying to get one good player?
You're trying to get a good player and then a secondary player, but you're using the Brock Bowers
name
as the, hey.
Look, wow, he's in the
trade. Look, he's going to be, it's only a knee. He'll be back.
Yeah.
He'll be back in a couple weeks.
Yeah. And if you're losing, you can't really afford to just be holding on to Brock Bowers. You need an impact player.
This is the point where I start looking at the 0-5 teams.
Yes.
Seeing what they got.
Yeah. We can't have any collusion. That's my least favorite league, where they just start trading all their good players, and now one team is loaded, and that team's got Jalen Tolbert starting.
We'll see what Xavier's doing in our league.
Xavier's, I'm pretty sure, higher than both of us.
I think he is.
Yeah.
And
I'm towards the middle right now.
I am too.
I have two wins on the season.
I was 3-0, and I've lost three straight.
But in the league that I actually care about, 6-0.
6-0.
Just got Rice. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, no, he's Rashee Rice. Folks are feeling, I mean, because that offense, especially when you consider that they play the Raiders on Sunday, if you're a football fan, you're feeling, or especially a Rashee Rice fan, you're feeling really good about things. We've got a little hockey going on right now.
Dallas Stars.
Now, they got a late start today because they're playing the second game on ESPN, but they're up on Minnesota right now, 1-0. Your Dallas Stars are 11 shots for Minnesota, 6 shots for Dallas. We've got Jake Rietma and Trevor the Creator there, so they will be our hockey correspondents all year long.
Maybe if we're still on late, they can call. I think the game will
be on. I think they're going to call us during the first intermission.
Okay.
Which, you know, the hell, there's like 20 minutes between intermissions or something.
Here's the playoff picture after week 6. I think it'd be kind of interesting to look at this. Who do you know who the 2-1 seeds are in both divisions? Both conferences, excuse me.
No.
The Bucks have a bye right now. At the playoffs were to start tomorrow. And then the Colts.
Okay.
And the AFC.
Wow.
This would be the wild card first round matchups. You'd have the Rams versus the Packers. The Rams being the 7 seed, the Packers being the 2 seed. You'd have the Lions, a 6 seed, versus the 3 seed 49ers.
Ooh.
And you'd have the 5 seed Seahawks versus the 4 seed Eagles.
Okay.
So, and that, you're feeling pretty good to be on the lower seeds. The Rams, Lions, and Seahawks are the low seeds against Green Bay, 49ers, and the Eagles.
Yeah, 49ers are on borrowed time.
Yeah. If you're the Lions and that's your matchup in the first round, you're feeling good.
Oh, you're feeling. Although, I'll tell you what, they're ravaged right now, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, their whole secondary outside of Brian Branch was hurt the other night.
And then on the AFC side, the 7 seed is the Denver Broncos. The 2 seed.
I'm about to go ham.
The 7 seed Broncos versus the 2 seed Steelers.
Okay.
the 6-seed Jaguars.
Jaguars.
versus the 3-seed Chargers. And the 5-seed Buffalo Bills versus the 4-seed Patriots.
Yeah.
Trying to think what teams stand out that are not in the playoff picture.
The Chiefs.
No Chiefs.
No Chiefs right now.
Who else? Is there anybody else that's like actually... We already know the Ravens aren't good this year. We know the Bengals aren't good this
you
year.
Say that, you didn't say the Chargers, did you?
I did. Jaguars versus Chargers. Chargers are the 3-seed.
Right okay, now. Chargers would be the 3-seed. No Texans in that group.
No Texans.
No Bears.
No Bears.
On that NFC side.
No Bears on the NFC side.
Hell, and on the NFC East side, you only got one team in there.
One team. I mean, no Commanders. No Cowboys.
No Cowboys, obviously.
No Vikings. No Bears. No Falcons. You got three teams from the West in there. 49ers, Seahawks, and Rams.
And that's not gonna sustain. They're going to cannibalize themselves as the season wears on. I think, again, the 49ers probably worry me the most just because of their injuries. Now, I didn't have the Rams even making the playoffs, which I think that's – or maybe I did. I think I did. Actually, no, I did. I think I did. No, that's what it was. I had the Rams and the Seahawks making the playoffs. I'm not surprised by the Seahawks. There's just something about that team. I like Mike McDonald. And I'll tell you what. We didn't do surprising player. We did surprising teams. I would throw Sam Darnold in that surprising player category.
Yep. Unfortunately, that is where he would him. I mean, him and Daniel Jones.
Because didn't you think
they're both on the surprising 100%, team?
100%. Those two. Because the thing about Sam Darnold was
both of those guys have the same awards: Coach of the Year, Surprising Team, and Surprising Player.
Yeah.
The Colts and Seahawks.
Because the reality was, and again, you've poo pooed on Sam Darnold pretty much every chance you get.
I have.
After the way he looked in week 17, 18 last year, and then in the first round of the playoffs where he was just absolutely dreadful, and we thought, all right, well, is that the real Sam Darnold? And he's come out and been gangbusters.
Him, Dak have been the two highest statistical quarterbacks along with Mac Jones. And then when you're looking at like the big picture, you still got the Mahomes and the Bakers.
At least Dak's got a track record of doing it, yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, Dak has been there, done that. He's got the pelts on the wall as far as being able to do it. That's why you just wonder, okay, can this team do anything? But I just, you know, I was talking to our boy Jason Williams. He does the SiriusXM stuff for the Cowboys on Cowboy home games. And he asked me the other day, he goes, do you think this team's a trade away, defensively? And I said, no. I said, there's too many moves that you have to make. Look, and I know that they've talked about it on G-Bag, adding a Max Crosby, how would that change the look of this defense? And don't get me wrong, adding a Max Crosby to this defense would be, of the things that you could do for this defense, adding a Max Crosby would be 1A, 1B as far as, okay, you could see an instant impact. Now, is that enough to limit the fact this team's secondary is awful? But could it free up other guys? I don't know.
We'll give you Jalen Tolbert and Carter Freeman.
Coming up next, what does the rest of the Dallas Cowboys schedule look like? We're 7 weeks into the season. Are we going to be doing the, if they can just win this game, if they can just win this game, and is there a game they'll actually be favored in the rest of the way? Lots to get to, your text messages and more. This is Fan After.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Appreciate that, Ross Lubinsky, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. 2-0 Dallas Stars up on the Minnesota Wild. This team may go undefeated. Okay. If you're going to go 82-0, you got to win the first three. They're already 2-0. They beat the Colorado Avalanche the other night, and now they're up 2-0. We got to go to a Stars game.
Let's do it.
I've never been to a professional hockey game. I've been to a semi-pro hockey game.
I was about to say the same thing. I would love to go to a Stars game. Never been.
Let's go to one. Would you rather go to one where they're playing like the Knights and it's like a tough matchup, or one where they're playing a lesser team and they run up the score?
I want to go to one where we get good seats. I don't care who they play.
Yeah, so I'm thinking the same thing. Go to a lesser opponent, get better seats for cheaper, but still have a lot of fun.
I think we just walk in and tell them who we are. Do you guys know who we are?
Big league in them.
It's Fan After Dark.
You pulling rank?
Just go ahead and let me get on the glass. Give me on the boards, okay?
Okay. We'll do an interview, rip an ad.
That's it. We'll do it on a Saturday. Then we'll have to do it after our show.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, 1-5.
1-5.
This Saturday. I'm going to a car show for a hot minute on Saturday. My boy Dave Swaby, Guns and Hoses. I'll know more about it. He's supposed to send me some information on it, but busy Saturday. I've got, well, of course, you know, we've got the Friday where we have our show from 7 to 10. Well, it's actually from 7 to 11, but I'm leaving at 10. And you and Trevor can, you know, do whatever the hell you're going to do with the last hour of the show. Then I get to do high school show from 10 to 12:30, and then turn around and go to the gym Saturday morning, and then go to the car show, and then we have our show from 1 to 5. And then we're out at AT&T. We haven't been to AT&T in a minute, it feels like. Mac and cheese, anyone? Mac and cheese, anyone?
Yeah, because we were fan hang, star.
Well, I mean, they've been away.
Then road game, so we need to be back at the crib.
Yeah, so we'll be back.
Think about it. We only get, what, 8-9 opportunities?
8.
Feels short, man. It's a short season.
Well, of course, we got a couple with the preseason, but, yeah. I mean, you got like 5 people that show up for that, so...
We'll take the mac and cheese. Don't worry. It'll get taken care of.
I mean, I'll tell you what. In the preseason, the guy at the carving station will literally just cut up half the prime rib and just slap it on your plate. What? You want some more? What? As he's just cutting it up. No, here. Go ahead. Take it.
You want take some it. Sauce?
Yeah. Shout out to my girl Susan as well. She runs things over there in the press box. Right. So, but I'll tell you what, and I want to make this very clear. I mean, I know we like to talk about the mac and cheese, and rightfully so. We've been all business this year.
We have.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We eat. I mean, the food's there. But I feel like last year, you know, it was kind of a running joke, like, oh, you guys eat so much. And we did.
We're big boys. We did.
But this year, one, maybe 2 plates, and then we're locked in watching football.
For sure.
And I'm
maybe a third mac and cheese plate, but
no, you and I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm just gonna put this on record and say this officially. I'm done with the pizza at halftime. I am done with the pizza at halftime.
Yeah.
Period in the story, no mas. I don't know that I will even actually eat anymore at halftime.
This doesn't sit well with your stomach.
No, I mean, remember the last Sunday game, we had Mavs Media Day the next day.
Yeah, I remember.
And I thought I was dead.
I remember.
It was rough. I'll tell you what, I'll just say this, then we'll move on. It felt like I had drank the night before.
Wow.
It felt like and you were laughing at me because you were like, I looked hungover.
I'm going to defend the Cowboys. Maybe it was just a bad batch of pizza that day. Because we had
and
a couple
it might have been.
Sick.
I'm not saying it was their fault. I just know that somebody else, you know, might have also had a stomach bug that night.
Okay, I'm looking at the Cowboys' strength of schedule.
Okay.
In comparison to the rest of the NFL. Who do you think has the hardest schedule, the least hard schedule, and I'll tell you where the Cowboys fall. And then we'll look at the schedule.
Well, give me some hints.
Okay, so top hardest schedule at a 607 yeah. rating as far as their toughest opponents. They got the Bucks, Steelers, Green Bay, Eagles, Rams, and Vikings twice. And this is an NFC team that is Super Bowl contender.
Chicago.
Incorrect. Super Bowl contender.
Detroit.
There you go. Detroit has the hardest schedule remaining. That's a tough schedule that I just read to you. Easiest schedule in the league. They only have two tough opponents left, according to Tankathon.
Theoretically.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Buffalo Bills. And okay. then they've got the Jets twice, the Titans, the Browns, the Dolphins, Baltimore, and Cleveland.
Buffalo.
Incorrect. This is an AFC team that's up and coming.
Oh, the Patriots.
There you go. Where do you think the Cowboys fall in this? I've given you number one. I've given you number 32. Where do you think the Cowboys' strength of schedule is the rest of the
way? Oh, I'm going to say that it's definitely a top eight strength of schedule.
Incorrect. Not top eight.
Lower?
There is more than eight teams that have a harder schedule than the Cowboys to finish the season.
Another stab? That's preposterous to me. I'm just going to say that right now. That's preposterous.
They have them at 14.
That's crap.
They got Green Bay having a harder schedule, Carolina, Philly, Seattle, the Chargers, the Rams, Tennessee, Minnesota, Indy, Houston, the Giants, Arizona, and Detroit, all with harder schedules to finish up the season. Than
Bro,
the
they've got a look post bye. They're at Vegas, which okay, I mean Vegas is terrible, but then you've got Philly, Kansas City, and Detroit.
They don't have Kansas City as a tough team on here on Takeathon. As far as I'm looking at the toughest opponents, it has the logos. No Chiefs for any team. I'm just.
What?
Don't yell at me. No, I'm just the middleman.
Don't.
I agree. They should be on there. So
I mean, okay. So think about this.
They
Philly, Kansas City, Detroit, Minnesota, and the Chargers
and the Broncos.
Well, I mean, they got the Broncos next, but yeah. I'm just talking about that stretch of games that they've got. Yeah. So if you want to throw the Broncos in there as well, but you've got a 5-game stretch where Minnesota will be fighting for a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I think we all agree on that. I mean, Carson Wentz isn't great, but their defense is good.
But you would agree the Giants have a harder schedule. These are their opponents: Green Bay, Detroit, San Fran, the Eagles, the Broncos, and the Patriots.
I mean, I think it's 6-1, half a dozen to another.
Arizona, Tampa, Green Bay, the 49ers, the Rams twice, the Jags, and the Seahawks. I mean, the worst team that I just mentioned was the Rams, record-wise.
Oh, that was the rest? Okay, I keep looking at the rest of their schedule as far as post.
I'm just looking at Tankathon. It's got toughest and easiest opponents. I think the Cowboys fall somewhere from 10 to 14, but let's read the schedule. Let's see how many more winnable games they got.
All right, we already know they got Washington coming up on Sunday. That's a game, you know what? I don't even want to say here. Okay, we're going to make a rule for this segment. We can't say this is a game you think they should win.
Okay, what are our two options? What are our options?
It would be nice.
Okay,
it would be nice if they won. They probably won't win. Yeah.
Where would you put the rating at? Like 80% chance of win, 20%, 30%.
All right, let's do that.
I'm going to go 35% chance they beat the Commanders.
I'll say 42.
I like it.
I'll say 42. Okay. I'll say 42 on that. At Denver, I give them 3%.
I give them 9%. Maybe okay. Dak balls out and just wills them to a win. And you know what? I'm going to give them 29% because I just saw a Denver team only put up 13 points.
I don't disagree with you, and I thought about that after I said it. I mean, I've also seen I've also seen Tennessee hang tight with Denver. I don't think that Denver defense is good. Yeah. I don't think it's the doomsday defense that it was led to believe at the beginning of the year.
29% chance.
But here's the problem. Look, here's the refrain that we can use the rest of the season. Okay, like we could literally just go ahead and just spit the bit and just generalization segment-wise. Do I think the offense can hang with every single team on here?
Correct.
Commanders? Yes. Denver? Yes. Arizona? Hell yes. Raiders? Absolutely. Philly? 100%. Chiefs? Yes. Detroit? Yes. Minnesota? Yes. Chargers? Yes. And then, of course, the Commanders and the Giants. Jaden Daniels? Okay, here's what I'm going to say. and you tell me higher or lower. I'm going to say a number, and then you just tell me higher or lower yards-wise. Passing. Jaden Daniels, 275.
Under, because they're going to run the ball.
Bo Nix, 240.
Under, they'll run the ball, but he could.
Now, Arizona, do we think it's going to be Kyler Murray or Jacoby Brissett? Jacoby Brissett actually didn't look halfway bad.
It'll probably be Kyler.
Probably be Kyler.
And it's in Dallas.
It's here, and he's never lost. Yeah. Whatever. It's a Monday night game. Kyler, 225.
Over. Always puts a show on.
Okay. Then you've got the bye, week 10. Then you're at the Vegas Raiders.
You win this one. Geno makes the Cowboys defense look not like the worst thing on earth.
You go Jets on them, yeah. Basically. Yeah. All right. Then you're home to the Philadelphia Eagles.
And this is an A.J. Brown breakout game, and he has three tutties. I think the offense, you got your one bad offensive game from the Eagles, their early season spurts. I don't see a bad Eagles performance. In Jerry World, they'll be hyped up for that one. Even the offense will maybe found their way by then.
Chiefs on Thanksgiving. Which, by the way, I'm going to go ahead and shoot my shot now, will be the highest rated regular season game in NFL history.
I agree.
If that Chiefs offense is healthy, they may throw for 400 yards.
I don't know what's going to stop. I don't know how the Cowboys win that game. Dak Prescott takes a pill and turns into Jesus Christ. I don't know. I don't know how they win that game.
Yeah, but the problem is that Jesus doesn't play defense.
Nope.
And that's going to be the issue there. So I think, and then you're at Detroit.
Loss.
Okay. Then you're home to Minnesota. You got your final two home games. Home to Minnesota, home to the Chargers.
You go on a three-game losing streak from Eagles to Lions. You lose to the Broncos. You beat the Commanders, Cardinals, Raiders. And then that final four will decide what kind of team you are. Simple as that.
Okay, so do you have them winning this Sunday?
No.
Okay.
Don't have them winning the Sunday after that either.
So you're very much of the belief that this team could lose its next three games.
No, I think they beat the Cardinals.
So you think if this team loses the next two games, they'll somehow find a way to muster up a victory before the bye week?
Yep. I think they beat the Cardinals. I think Kyler Murray has himself a field day, but Dak is just a little bit better. You win that one, bye week, beat the Raiders. You're feeling good. Eagles take care of you. Chiefs take care of you. Lions take care of you.
So you've got them at 3-5-1 going into the bye week.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And then out of the bye, you win. If you win three games out of the bye, I'd be happy.
So 6-9-1.
Yep. There you go. That sounds about right. And I made that prediction before the season started.
Well, I think you had them winning seven games. Yeah, 7-10. Of course, nobody had a tie. Nobody had a tie on there.
Seven wins.
That's bonkers to me, dude.
For me?
No, just that 6-9-1.
Where do you have them? I got them 6-9-1.
I have I'm nervous that this thing could go into free fall mode.
Even less than six wins?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, let's hear it.
Yeah.
How many wins do they get?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to suggest this. If they go 0-3, because I'm telling you right now, if they lose their next two games to the Commanders and to the Broncos, they're going to lose to Arizona.
Okay.
All
so,
right.
So out of the bye. What are they doing?
I'll put it like this. If you're 2-6, if you're 2-6-1 going into the bye, you won't win three games after the bye week. You won't.
Okay, so you guys.
You won't. And that's what I mean. I mean, me and CA talked about this on Sunday night in the Specs Tailgate show. For the sake of this football team, and this is where Shoddy is going to have to put his you know what on the table. As far as from a coaching perspective, because this thing can get away from him really, really quick. And it's on the verge of doing that, I think, behind the scenes.
Yep.
I really, really do, because I don't care. Dak, and that's why I said what I said yesterday during crosstalk, where Dak needs to say something. But the problem is, I don't know that it really matters anymore, because when Jerry's coming out today and saying that, you know, Eber, and I get it, Eber, he's going to say what he's got to say, but I would like just a tinge of urgency. And I don't hear any from the ownership group. Now, Steven's going to say what Steven's going to say, but it's just, it's to Dope Sick Dave's point, it's insulting to fans. Like, we've seen what we've seen, man. Like, there's nothing about this football team that looks like it's evolving into a good team. You can't tell me that, oh, we defended the pass, but, you know, they ran all over us. Like, yeah, Jerry, we all got working eyes. Like, we saw it. And the problem was is that we knew going into it that's exactly what was going to happen. And then Shoddy comes out on Monday and says, we've got to simplify what guys see. Like, I don't know how much more catastrophic and tone deaf these statements can be from the Dallas Cowboys. And if we feel this way as media and fans, what do you think is going on in the locker room? And that's what my point is that, look, you better win against the Commanders on Sunday, or this thing is going to go into free fall mode. Because once the bye week hits and you've lost four straight, and your wins are against the Giants and the Jets, two of the worst teams in football.
Haven't won outside of New Jersey.
What are you hanging your hat on? That's what I want to know. All right, coming up next.
What's their final record?
Worst case scenario?
No. Just a Fred prediction. I got them at 6-9-1. No ifs, ands, or buts. If they do this, if they do that, just what do you think their record will be at the end of the season? Put your mark down.
This is going to hurt me to say this. This is going to really hurt me to say this. 5-11-1.
5-11-1?
Yeah.
Okay.
5-11-1. And honestly, I want to say 4-12-1.
Do it then.
4-12-1.
Coming up next, was it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Fair foul.
Thank you for that, Mr. Ross Lubinsky. Let me read a couple of, couple of folks tweeting in from our boy Trett Senior 23. What up, fellas? Currently listening to the show, trying to get caught up via the Odyssey app. Shout out to you. And our boy Classic Mike at Michael Just Do It. And one of the diehard Tolos and Fatties who's been representing on the Twitter sphere for a while now. Thanks for taking the Tolo call. If I had more seconds, I wanted to give a shout out to Ross. There you go. Ross Labinski. We did it. If Case could beat OU, little hope I had, Arch could too. Side fact, OU has scored zero touchdowns on us since entering the SEC. Hashtag TexasX09. Hashtag OU sucks.
I concur with that entire statement.
So there you have it. So Trett Senior 23 representing our boy Classic Mike, who is the OG fatty here on Twitter. And then, of course, I'm Fat and GB's 9 and our boy Miguel Ruiz representing on the Twitter sphere tonight. So if you're on there, give us a follow at the Freddie D, at Blake Live _, and at Ross _Labinski. And if you do it between now and the end of the show, we will shout you out.
Come be part of the community, man.
Okay? We're trying to do a better job. You know, we love up our text messengers, all right? And for obvious reasons, because, you know, why not? It's the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. But we got to do a better job on the socials. Shout out to all you Twitch people and all you YouTubers out there as well.
Apparently, I was short a game, so 6-10-1.
What did I say?
6-9-1.
I thought we said 6-10-1.
We said 6-9-1.
Did we?
Yeah.
6-7, 6-7. Whatever the hell that means.
That was hard to watch. And
you know what?
To.
You're hard to watch. Okay? You're hard to watch. Speaking of hard to watch, you know what that music means? For anybody that's new to the show, let me jump in here because apparently we had somebody from the 214 yesterday who did not understand what we were doing. So I want to make clear for anybody that's brand new to the program, that music, you know what that music means? It's time for a little fair or foul. Fair or foul, what is it? Glad you asked. It's my Brian Schottenheimer impersonation. I am going to read a story. Maybe we're going to share a personal vignette or anecdote, and we will ask you, the Tolo Fatty, and us here in the studio whether or not said story is fair or foul.
I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about this guy, Hunter Lipke. He's putting in the work to do the Schottenheimer in the offseason.
Why you say? Glad you asked. All right. We're all fans of the Chat GPT, correct? And the,
nice.
And the Claude, oh, and the Grok.
Still, okay. Never seen Claude in my life.
Well, get used to it. Okay, get used to it.
That's
okay.
I think you made it an imaginary AI.
No, it's not imaginary. ChatGPT it. All right, ChatGPT it. You'll see that you can code on Grok, on Claude.
Do you know how to code in general?
No, I don't. That's why I use Claude.
I took a coding class.
Yeah.
In high school.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you? What, area coding?
I'm a professional coder.
I'm in the 469. Thank you very much. Is ChatGPT going too far? In a post on X, Sam Altman said that ChatGPT had been pretty restrictive to protect mental health. But with new tools to mitigate those issues, the company can now, quote, safely relax the restrictions in most cases. And as a result, are going to start allowing adult erotica on ChatGPT.
What does that mean?
Well, here's what you're about to find out. From Sam Altman on X. We made ChatGPT pretty restrictive to make sure we were being careful with mental health issues. We realized this made it less useful, enjoyable to many users who had no mental health problems, but given the seriousness of the issue, we wanted to get this right. Now that we have been able to mitigate the serious mental health issues and have new tools, we are going to be able to safely relax the restrictions in most cases. In a few weeks, we plan to put out a new version of ChatGPT that allows people to have a personality that behaves more like what people liked about 4.0. We hope it will be better. If you want your ChatGPT to respond in a very human-like way or use a ton of emoji or act like a friend, ChatGPT should do it, but only if you want it, not because we are usage maxing. In December, as we roll out age gating more fully and as part of our treat adult users like adults principle, we will allow even more like erotica for verified adults.
I still didn't understand what erotica was.
What do you think it is, Blake? Just take a guess. You're a smart guy. You're 26.
I got my glasses on.
Yeah, you've got your creeper glasses on. What do you think erotica means? What do you think? What is erotic?
Erotic.
Yeah.
I think Okay.
Really successful run blocking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Erotica.
And people are writing like novels on there. They want to do that on ChatGPT. Why would ChatGPT even open the doors for this?
Or they can talk to people to the ChatGPT in Erotica. So you can basically, my guess is, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm speculating on this, is basically I'm guessing you can sext ChatGPT.
That's pretty sad and low.
Well, you heard what they said. They're, you know, for people that want to act like adults, fair or foul, talking dirty to ChatGPT.
That's foul. You got to get a life.
Beyond foul. Therapy. Straight to prison.
I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? I mean, it is foul to the nth degree. My God.
What I was doing was I was on ChatGPT.
Doing erotica now?
Do you want to try to guess what the most common question ChatGPT has asked across all users worldwide?
Where do babies come from?
No, the most common thing asked was, can you write me an essay about, and then the topic. It's the most common question across all users.
College students, I get it.
Second most common.
What a bunch of putzes. Continue.
You want to guess what the second most common one is?
Where do babies come from?
Kind of. What is the meaning of life?
Okay.
It's the second most asked question across all users.
All right.
And then the third one is summarize this with a picture or a quote, or if you will.
Okay. I don't think this is going to end well.
Bro, people are going to stop having real life relationships.
They already do. I mean, we're already in this really weird place where people don't want to talk to anybody, right? And you know, are dating apps not bad enough as far as, you know, what they've done to limit real life conversation between people? And now, you know, to the guy that hasn't had a female or a female that hasn't had a guy in forever how long, now they can just text ChatGPT on their computer or cell phone and talk dirty to a computer.
The next most common question is, what should I say to this? Like, how do I text my crush? How do I apologize to my girlfriend?
Yeah.
What's a flirty but respectful response?
Yeah.
A lot of people asking for relationship advice.
I mean,
in the moment text. How many people do you think you're texting? Maybe not people your age, right? But just in general, how many people do you think?
Oh, I bet you money people my age are.
Instead of responding how they want, they're screenshotting it and asking ChatGPT.
Well, they're probably not doing as much as your generation is. I can feel pretty confident in saying that, but
I just thought about that. Where you think you're having a real conversation with someone over text, but it's really a chatbot giving them answers. So I got to do phone calls, man, or in person.
Well, and you know, we did our fair foul last night about how Gen Z is dating older men. Gen Z guys, you better get your act together, because if I'll tell you what, if you Gen Z dudes are out there talking dirty to ChatGPT, them numbers are going to keep plummeting.
Yeah.
What does a woman want? A guy that actually can talk to her and you know, has real life conversation skills, or is sitting there talking and hitting Control X and God only knows what else to her? You know,
I'm glad his hands are on the keyboard.
Oh. Why are these keys so sticky?
That's what we want to know.
It's disgusting. So foul. So foul.
Ross?
Beyond foul.
I'm worried. I'm worried about
life.
I am worried about it.
Okay, what do you want me to ask ChatGPT right now? It's the first thing to come to your head. I'm just going to ask it. Make it simple.
Why are so many Gen Z women dating older men?
Okay, let me.
And
why are so many Gen Z women dating what?
Older men.
It said Lindsay. Why
are so many Gen Z women
dating older men? Okay, what do you think it'll say?
From the 817, fair means more real life ladies for me.
It said this. That's a really sharp question, Blake.
Yeah, we know.
And it's one that's being talked about a lot lately, especially on TikTok and Reddit.
No
single reason, but when you pull back and look at cultural, psychological, and economic patterns, there's a few clear themes that show up. Here's the breakdown. Number one, stability and resources. Number two, maturity and communication. Number three, dating app dynamics. Number four, cultural shift. Five, power and protection. Six, psychological roots. And then it gives, you know, kind of the reasoning behind all those. So, you want to know where babies come from? Was that your other question?
No, I know where. I mean, I've seen it.
Have you?
I have, yeah. Twice.
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 Were they both the same?
Yeah, came out from the same. I mean, not the same. I mean, the same place on two different women.
But same process.
Same process for both the
both in hospitals
for both the conception part and for the birthing part. So yeah, and almost really. I mean, I think I kind of found out the same way, to be honest. So yeah, I mean, it was eerily similar in both cases.
How far away were the hospitals from each other?
Mm, great question. One was in Maine. One was in Texas. So a little ways.
A little ways.
Yes. My son was born in Beaumont, and my daughter was born in Brunswick, Maine.
Did both of them spend the same amount of time in the hospital?
No, it was quick. As a matter of fact, with my daughter, she was born on a Friday, January 24th, and I wanted to make sure we got out of there on a Sunday morning because the Super Bowl was that afternoon.
Hey, you better.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get this done. Let's get that birth certificate out. Let's go ahead and get this signed. We need to ink her toe, foot, whatever.
How long is that
stamp
process?
This?
Is it like how it is in the movies where they just bring it in? Like, what do you want to name it? You say it. They make sure.
Well, you already know what you're naming it. Now, her mother did try to pull a fast one the day of after she was born.
That feels kind of weird to get in an argument with.
Well, I stood my ground, because I made it clear, like, we're not hyphenating the last name.
Yeah.
Okay, and I made that clear from day one, which she agreed with, all right? 9 months goes by, boom, she pops the baby out, and here we are in the next day, everybody's kind of just chilling, whatever, baby's sitting there, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe this thing's really here. Nurse comes in, let's sign everything, and she's like, okay, official name, well, let's go, it's time. And her mother goes, oh, we're going to go ahead and hyphenate it. I said, let me stop you right there.
So you got to wait a day to kind of have that conversation. It feels like a hard conversation. I thought it was the day of, you name it.
You already know the name. Like, you know your child's name the day before going into it.
I'm talking about the official, like, putting it on pen to paper.
Yeah, I mean, they want to give the mom a chance to, it's pretty emotional. I mean,
That's what I'm saying.
That's like a big day, right?
A weird part to be arguing over names. Like,
well, it was the next day. And we weren't even really arguing because I was like, whoa, where did this come from? Well, can we hyphenate the middle name? Boom. Yeah, we can. But none of this, we're not hyphenating any last names. Let's make that clear. Okay. So, and she was cool about it, but try to pull it fast.
You have a kid tomorrow. What are you naming it? And we're going.
Fred the Fourth. All right. Coming up next, final hour of the program. We got our boy Brennan Baxter. Let's talk a little college football and then top five in honor of D'Angelo passing away. Top five R&B singers of all time. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. Final hour, Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.